Now we have instant neighborhoods outside. So the XO is designed to be simply basically like a coffee cup that can actually stack together so we get extremely efficient transportation and storage out of them. In fact, 15 XOs can fit on a single semi-truck by itself. This means that the XO can actually be transported and set up faster than any other housing option available today. But I'm obsessed with it, so I couldn't just stop there. So I actually started modifying the bunks where you could actually slide out the bunks and slot in desk or shelving. So the same unit can now be used for an office or storage location. The doors can actually swap out. So you can actually put on a rigid panel with a window unit in it for climate control, or a connector module that which allows you to actually connect multiple units together, which gives you larger, kind of compartmentalized living spaces. So now this same kit of parts, the same unit, can actually serve as a living room, bedroom, or bathroom, or an office, living space, and secure storage. Sounded like a great idea, but how do you make it real? So at first, the idea I had initially was just to go to the federal and state governments and go, here, take it for free. But I was quickly told it, boy, our government doesn't really work like that. Okay. So maybe I would start a nonprofit to kind of help consult and get this idea going along with the government. But then I was told, son, our government looks to private sector for things like this. Okay, so maybe I would take this whole idea and go to private corporations that would have this mutually shared benefit to it. But I was quickly told by some corporations that my personal passion project was not a brand fit because they didn't want their logo stamped across the ghettos of Haiti. Now I wasn't just obsessed, I was outraged. So I decided, kind of tell myself, oh yeah, watch this, I'll do it myself.